issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, as always, Wayne Walton, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 o'clock. We focus specifically on the monetary system. Unlike the rest of the phony patriot media, we focus on the underlying most essential issue that there is on the planet. The biggest topic on the planet is monetary reform. And typically what the loyal opposition debate is you know, government and blaming government for everything. And essentially, what's being done is like a false flag on government. Governments are not, there aren't any governments. They almost entirely are municipal corporations that have been privatized. They're already private, and then they have also been bankrupt. And since they're bankrupt, they are not sovereign. So to blame government for anything is really a mischaracterization of what's going on. So we are going to be discussing that, and then getting into today we've got a variety of local government, so-called, their local municipal corporations. Well, we want these local municipal corporations to accept Mountain Hours in the form of taxes, so we're going to go in and speak at there's three different local government local municipal corporate government meetings today. One is in Summit County. They're having their meeting. Then the town of Breckenridge, and then tonight is the town of Frisco. I think there's another one. There's tomorrow is in Dillon. Silverthorne. So the one we went to last week was in Dillon. So in doing that, we're going to go out and you know, try to allow the local currency to be accepted in the form of transactions, and we're increasing the number of transactions and therefore the amount of taxes for the local government, so it should be natural that they would accept that. And then in the second hour, I'm going to be basically, when you start a currency, there should be the rules for the currency and the rules to change the rules of the currency, and that is basically essentially the bylaws of how that system is set up, the organizational bylaws. And so we'll be discussing that. And basically walking you through, we're trying to give you step-by-step processes so that you can create this solution where you live. And that's what we all need. We need a solution for abundance that doesn't rely upon the corrupt to take action. And we are looking to affect that. The more local the government or the the governing bodies are, let's call them, the more effect you can have. So we are looking to affect this change locally. And we will be right back in getting into this topic. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they use to hit us. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter.
Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that they are the sovereign. So, I'm a supporter of the non-aggression principle, which effectively that means I'm a libertarian. However, typically, libertarians are many of the nationally known libertarians, libertarian movement, they are constantly blaming government for the problems which are really created by the sovereign. And just like Alan Greenspan said, there is no agency of government which can overrule actions that they take. That means that the Federal Reserve is the sovereign. So when we run around blaming, big government or, for that matter, if you're on the other side of this, if you're, if you're on the left and you're blaming that the government isn't big enough, that it needs more programs or those are all Hegelian debates. It doesn't matter what the tax rate is. It doesn't matter if you have huge taxes or little taxes or big government or small government or no government. Ultimately, the entity which controls the entire scheme are the usurers, the entities which are allowed to charge interest on the creation of money or lending. They will always, whenever interest is permitted in any society, even if it has no government, which that is the case right now, really, we have no government. There isn't a government. The controlling entities is So a way to view that is like, you know, when you have a king and queen, it's an oligarch. It's just a normally the king or the queen didn't really rule by themselves. They had a group around them, and they refer to that as the power behind the throne. Well, if a king borrowed money at interest to create a monetary system for his kingdom, well, if he borrowed, let's say, $1 million of gold in order to put that in circulation in his society, you know, normally the way it works is the king would have his script. He would put some royal script into circulation without usury, and then all of a sudden that currency would start to inflate. And the reason why it inflated in many instances, you know, certainly the king could have done it, but it's typically the private usurer that will counterfeit that currency the exact same way they did with the continental. They did it with the colonial script. They did it with Lincoln greenbacks. Typically, when there's a usury-free currency, it's actually the private usurer who counterfeits the currency and debases it so that people lose confidence in it. So now there's a true inflation, and then the people are looking for a remedy. They're blaming the king, so the king doesn't know what to do, so they bring in, you know, it's problem, reaction, solution. The problem is engineered by the same group all of the time. It's the private usurers. They pin the blame on the government for their ineptitude, and they blame it on paper money, you know, as if, you know, there's something that commonly gun rights activists will say, that guns don't kill people, people kill people. Well, guns are just a technology that can be used for good or evil. They can be used for good, where people can defend their homes, defend their families, and only used in self-defense. That technology can be used to initiate violence as well, as the international cabal has initiated violence on Libya or Syria. Problem, reaction, solution. And so they blame the technology of paper caused by the people. So it's the technology is not the problem. We obviously use paper tickets, airline tickets, and digital money or digital representation of value isn't the problem as long as the issuer is good. Example of that is airline tickets or airline sky miles. That's a form of usury-free money creation. That money creation is brought forward, and new value is created by, you know, frequent flyer miles. And those frequent flyer miles are rewarded for someone being loyal to a particular airline. However, they're not used exclusively for the purchase of just airline tickets. They're used, you know, the Delta, anybody that's been on a Delta Airlines flight has seen all the difference. I think it's Sky Miles is the magazine. I used to fly Delta quite a bit before I moved to Colorado. In any case, you would see these, their Sky Miles, their frequent flyer program would enable you to purchase all sorts of goodies in their Sky Miles magazine, just all kinds of stuff. It's kind of like Nordstrom's in a way, a lot of the things that they sell. Well, just imagine in that same way, a society, a local community even, you know, Mountain Hours is just physical and we set it up virtually. Well, we rewarded loyalty to, you know, people vending and purchasing and supporting local businesses. And we gave a frequent purchaser or frequent user miles to the local currency. So you've created a value, and then in the same way that Sky Miles allows you to purchase all sorts of things within a network, this frequent Mountain Hours user would be allowed to benefit by using these extra credits to purchase things within the Mountain Hours local currency system. So that's a way that we can do the exact same thing, and it incentivizes the use of the currency. And what you want to avoid with any currency is right now it's very, very important to understand that the people are suffering from deflation, lack of money. Because once the parasitic user becomes the sovereign of any society, they like to use their tools of control, of engineered scarcity of whatever the currency is, engineered scarcity of Federal Reserve notes, whether they're digital or physical. And also, if they revert to gold and silver, it's good for them because they can engineer scarcity of gold and silver so that we are unable to pay our debts. They manipulate the supply of those control commodities so that we are unable to pay our debts. We default. Once we default, our collateral gets seized. We go into foreclosure. We go bankrupt and further lose our sovereignty. It's the same cycle over and over and over again. It matters not whether there is a Federal Reserve or not. The United States had a national debt and therefore was not sovereign prior to 1933 or 1913 when the Federal Reserve was established. So it's essential that we understand these things. So there, right now, if you if you go around different the Patriot Movement is now getting ready to launch its support of in the Fed movements, right? So we're definitely against any kind of cartels that have a monopoly control of anything. But the point is what they have a monopoly control over still exists even after the Federal Reserve is over. The only way that the people will be sovereign is that the people control and create the money themselves. And then they lend it without private interest. So it's fundamentally essential that we understand that. Otherwise, we will support the wrong solutions. So we will spend all of our time and energy to elect politicians, to support ending the Fed, thinking that we have won. And it doesn't work, right? Effectively, that's exactly what happened with the founding fathers of the United States. They were able to, achieve a level of independence. But the problem was they made gold and silver part of the monetary system. And because the United States at the time had no gold and silver, it effectively allowed for them or they basically volunteered for their own enslavement. Gold and silver was a fiat currency. It was designed by the Constitution, and it said, why wasn't palladium or ultimately there is no more or less palladium in the United States, the former colonies at the time, than there was gold and silver. Ultimately, it could have been uranium or diamonds. Ultimately, the former colonies, did not have these commodities at the time. And since they didn't have them, they would have to borrow them and pay back their debts from the war in those forms. And since they didn't have them, they would continue to have to be on this perpetual debt cycle where you borrow more at interest and it continues to compound exponentially. Fortunately for the United States, they're able to pay off that debt under Jackson, but they kept identifying the wrong problem. If there's a constitutional amendment said that usury is not permitted, all money has to be created and loaned without, you can have a fee for the lending of it, but it can't compound exponentially. If that was in the Constitution as an amendment, we wouldn't, number one, there would have never been a national debt. There would have never been the compounding of the national debt. The United States would never have been bankrupted during the Battle of the States, essentially. So we'll get back into this topic of sovereignty right after this break. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
Thank you for tuning in to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. We are a local currency. We are a local currency advocates that are promoting local currency as a solution to the problems that you just see plastered everywhere. The corruption of the monetary system is the underlying problem of everything. So regardless of what your particular cause is, if it's the environment, the problems with the environment are symptoms of a malicious monetary system. The problems in the political system are symptoms of a malicious monetary. Follow the money. It all goes back to the money. So, you know, end the Fed is not a monetary solution. End the Fed is just saying, I don't like what we got, we're going to end it. Well, what are you going to replace it by? That's the question. The question is how do we expect, number one, that the politicians that are voting for all these tyrannic laws, how would you possibly expect that they're going to vote to end the Fed? And then even if you expended all of that energy, we got
you know, number one, the whole vote system is all corrupt. But even if you're able to somehow get past all that, somehow that you'd have to have this congruence where the Senate and the Congress and the president was all in alignment, which they're all corrupt because they all support the wrong monetary system. All of the candidates support the wrong monetary system. All of the candidates support the wrong monetary system. So because of that, how can we possibly hope to fix that? Because even if this was all passed into law, we ended the Fed, and then we picked any single one of them and picked their monetary system. Well, number one, we already have scarcity of money. The parasitic usurer worked very hard to get us all into debt so that we would be controlled with debt. So they don't have any intention of making it easier for us to pay our debts. They have no intention. So they're not going to over-circulate currency so that we can pay our debts off. That's the whole point, is to get us in debt. That's why the debt load, you know, today is massively higher than it was 100 years ago. That's not to say that they weren't insolvent at the time. And the reason why they're insolvent at the time, so let's go back, 100 years ago, let's just say, even before the federal, 120 years ago, the United States had a national debt, and therefore it was not sovereign. Repeat. Because the United States had a national debt, at the time it was a corporation. The U.S. corporation was already established in 1871, and it wasn't sovereign. Because of that, that means that it owed the international money cabal, you know, let's say it had $10 million in debt, well, plus interest. Just to use some, you know, number or whatever. Ultimately, its money supply, even though the gold and silver was being brought out of mines in the United States, those mines were owned by private entities. So they were loaned, that those commodities were being loaned to the United States. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had a national debt at the time. So the only way this would work is, number one, is the people would actually have to own the ground, period. They have to own the ground in a place like Summit County. One. Number two, there would have to be gold and silver where that society was. And then number three, when it was being brought out of the ground, the people would have to own it so that they didn't have to borrow it from a private entity at interest. Only in that case can gold and silver work, is when the ground and the gold derived from the ground is owned by them. Just because it's gold and silver, there's different types of gold and silver, just like, you know, just like right now, when companies get oil out of the ground, that oil all goes to private interests. So everything has already been privatized, including the government. It's all private. So to say that we need to end the Fed to get rid of government interference with our monetary system, well, number one, the government isn't a government. It's a private corporation. And number two, you're just going to change over to a gold and silver system. Well, the gold and silver that's going to come out of the ground is owned by private entities. So the United States bankrupt corporation is going to be borrowing gold and silver from the same private entities that own the U.S. bankrupt corporation. So it's just a big shell game. It's a big, it's literally, it's a false flag on government. And I'm not a government guy. I just believe in government in the form that it's small enough to protect our natural rights and also protect us from the parasitic usurers. The government has to be that size. So that's, I guess, a basis of a mint for this. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Out.
The reason why we are here is to offer our brothers and sisters across the world peace of mind. That's the one universal wish for all of us, peace of mind, that we are not going to be attacked because we're possessing the wrong plant. We want peace of mind that our houses are not going to be seized through the manipulation of currencies through expanding and contracting their supply. We don't want our assets seized because of the manipulation of contracts based on usury. That's a fraudulent contract, and it's impossible for all of the borrowers to pay. We want peace of mind so that other nations aren't bombing us basically trying to seize our natural resources. So if you're a third world country, that's what they want. They don't want this international cabal, using phony reasons to go to war and essentially, there'd be no reason for us to be in the Middle East except for there being rich natural resources there. for anyone to think otherwise is it's just ridiculous to think that way. And by the way, if that's what you do think, that the Muslims are the evil entity on the planet, sign up immediately and go save us. Don't talk about it. Go do it. That's the whole thing, is that, you know, it ends up being all the chicken hawks that have not put on a uniform that are the ones that are always advocating war, and the ones who have put on war uniforms typically are against. So here we are. What are we going to do about all this? And like I said, the end the Fed idea is just a waypoint to a solution. It's not the solution. And right now, all of the money is created as a private debt. And the typical Austrian libertarian thing is to get government out of money creation. Well, they already are out because there are no governments. They're just municipal corporations. So the Fed is a private entity. So if you just get rid of the private entity called the Federal Reserve, and you had a bunch of 1,000 private banks create money as a debt with interest based on gold, silver, copper, or whatever, and let those competing commodity currencies, let them compete, well, you're still going to be controlled and enslaved in exponentially compounding debt. And that's the other thing is right now, like, you know, you're seeing more of a talk, oh, we're, you know, the Austrians will say, oh, we're not advocating we're going to do gold, even though there's videos all over the place of the Austrians saying that they're going to go back to a gold and silver system. That's what the world bankers want. I have a video with Robert Zoellick, Alan Greenspan, and George Soros, all international globalists of the World Bank, IMF, and Federal Reserve advocates. They're all saying that we should go back onto a gold standard. How does that make any sense? You know, if you, a small group of people can corner that market, and then they can expand and contract that supply. We are, it's very important for people to understand that we are in a state of deflation. People don't have enough money. The prices are going up because of the engineered scarcity of controlled commodities, the engineered scarcity of oil, of gold, silver, diamonds, uranium, Monsanto food, Big Agra. By engineering scarcity, that is the real reason why prices are going up. So on one hand, and it's really the worst of all worlds for the middle-class American or poor American, because on one hand, prices are going up, but there's also engineered scarcity of Federal Reserve notes. So as the Federal Reserve notes go out of supply or out of stock, it makes it more and more difficult for the people to be able to pay their debts. And this is exactly being done by design, because who benefits from all of this when we can't pay our debts? The usurer. The private usurer benefits because they get our collateral. So scarcity of money is what they really do. They don't the only time they inflate a currency is when they don't control it, and that currency is being created without usury. That's what a currency attack is. This is extremely important to understand, is a currency attack occurs on currencies which are out of the control of the private usurer, and basically it's outside of their reach. So that effectively that economy is having a barter economy without any parasitism. There's no outside entity extracting its wealth, living off of it, as a parasite without doing the work. That is the fundamental. And this is really important to understand when I speak about the parasitic usurer. All of us are at some time become a parasite. When we're a child, we live parasitically off our parents. When we become old, we live parasitically off of our children or our society or whatever the case may be. That is just the natural cycle of life. And since that is the natural cycle of life, it will never go away. And that is just completely normal. And any society, any benevolent society, should be judged upon its capacity to offer abundance to all of the people. What we don't want is unnecessary or engineered scarcity, engineered parasitism where, you know, corporate welfare, for instance, it's completely unnecessary. There are certainly always going to be times where, when I was growing up, my family was on different levels of public assistance. I actually got my first jobs because I was so embarrassed when I was in middle school that I had to pay lunch with this lunch token. And I was just really embarrassed by that. It really bothered me. So I went and got a job, and my first job was at a coin shop of my brother-in-law's. I worked doing that for about 3 years at a coin and silver shop during the big boom in the late 70s when gold and silver went really, really high in price. Again, it was through engineered scarcity. And, you know, there's obviously balloons where people are just flee to any particular things. But it's not based upon the idea that the currency was being overproduced. There's lots of people who did not have money during that period of time. People were not wheelbarrowing loads of Federal Reserve notes to go buy a loaf of bread. It was just those particular commodities of oil, gold, and silver. Those are the control commodities. Food is as well. So when people say that the dollar has been debased for 100 years, it's lost 97% of its value since the Federal Reserve was established. Well, what they did since the establishment of the Federal Reserve, these are just layers of deception, is they progressively, you know, all you have to do is if you pass a law for, you know, more oversight or a new tax on a particular a product, that increases its price alone. If you make a particular commodity off limits from being mined from a particular area, you're engineering scarcity because it can only be mined from other areas. And by the way, like I think the last thing I want in the world is for gold and silver to be mined out of the ground in Breckenridge. It's been 100 years, and you can still see the remnants and the environmental destruction all over Summit County. There's massive piles of, they call it tailings or pilings. Where I live, where I'm actually sitting right now, the entire development is sitting on tailings, which is a bunch of rock that was dredged out of the river in the pursuit of extracting gold from the local streams and rivers. Nobody would want all of that to occur, and that's exactly what would happen if we were to go back to a gold and silver system. There would not be enough gold and silver in supply, and since it would be scarce by definition, it would make it very difficult for the borrowers, whether they are governments, so-called, or corporations or individuals or businesses, to repay those debts. And then when we can't repay them, the whole scheme, and that's the whole point, is usury or interest or riba. It's just a methodology of economic conquest. And just like Adam said, there's two ways to enslave a nation. One is by debt and one is by the sword. The United States has not been conquered by the sword. It has been conquered and enslaved. The people of the U.S. Have been enslaved through debt. And that debt is expanding exponentially. So in order to remedy that, today, you know, just one more before I finish that, is I always revert to the Buckminster Fuller quote, is you never change things by destroying the existing system. You change things by creating a new system that makes the old system obsolete. That is a universal truth. Because if you don't start with the beginning, with the end in mind, you can end up in a destination that is not of your choosing. So the thing that should be put at the forefront is, what is the destination? End the Fed is not a destination. All that would occur is you'd have the Federal Reserve cartel. It's just like, in a way, like getting rid of OPEC. If you got rid of OPEC, that wouldn't stop a whole bunch of private businesses controlling the creation or the supply of oil. You would just get rid of one cartel and replace it with, you know, 10 other small cartels. There would still be a monopoly. It would just be a different monopoly. What we want to do, and by the people creating the money themselves, that's how we get out of that monopoly. There is no outside entity controlling the supply. The people themselves are the money. That is an extremely important concept to understand. So we have to make a system which makes the old system obsolete. So if we correctly identify the problem, it's not, number one, it's not paper or digital money. That technology can be used for good or evil. Currently, it's evil because it's based upon a debt with interest. And it's in a top-down system. Well, how about we create it from a bottom-up, right? Distribute that massive power, right? That makes sense. Distribute that power. Who wouldn't prefer that? Totally makes sense. I don't think anybody would argue with that at all. So the other aspect is the usury aspect is completely unnecessary. If the people create the money themselves, no one's renting it from them, create the money without interest. So that is another methodology where we don't allow an outside entity to extract our wealth on a continuous basis. So these things must be understood. Otherwise, if we don't, we have to design the destination. And just think of it, think of all of the information that's being exchanged on the internet. All of the information from so-called liberty leaders where there's no debate on this at all. They might just list an option or two. It's like the Lincoln Greenback or gold money, but there's never a debate. So because there's no meaningful debate, the people are never able to focus on a specific solution. If we were to open this up, that's why it's so important that this broadcast, it's the only one that I'm aware of that specifically and continuously focuses on usury-free solutions. And there's a variety of usury-free solutions out there. I was reading up today pretty extensively on social credit. And, I don't think that's going to happen just by getting voted in. But what's great about social credit just as a paradigm is, number one, just like the Lincoln Greenback, is the money is all created as a credit without debt or interest. Unlike the Lincoln Greenback, the money is distributed to the people first. So that means it's a bottom-up circulation or a bottom-up circuit. If the politicians were to inflate that currency, it would affect them because they're the last ones to get the currency. So that all by itself is a really good idea, is that the money gets issued to the people first so that the people spend it first, so that if there is inflation, whoever is creating that inflation, whoever is voting in that inflation, they should be the ones that are being affected by that inflation. And that's just like such a deflation. Right. So if the politicians are creating a paradigm where there's too little money or too much money, they're the ones that become the victim of it. Because right now with the top down system, the people are the victims of too little money. Right now there's too little money. And let's say that was changed. Let's say we went to the Lincoln Greenback, and with the Lincoln Greenback system, the money's created as a credit without debt or interest, and then the money trickles down to the people. Well, in the Greenback system, if the money supply was created in too much or too little, the people are the ones victimized by that circumstance. Well, that's what I really like about the social credit idea, is that the money, the politicians are actually true politics, the government, the true and sovereign government, the de jure government, not a municipal corporation, but a true and sovereign government. They vote for the monetary supply policy. It goes to the people first, so then it trickles toward all of the agencies of government. So if the government itself wants some of that, number one, they better produce something that the people want, right? And there are things that the people want. The people can't do everything themselves. So we are on a break, and we'll be right back.
Fill the sky up with toxic pollution. War for the profit, bombs for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollution.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. Yo.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
We are now joined with Robin Boyce of Summit Girls for Truth. Robin, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, and you went to these summit council meeting, and can you? We've just got 3 minutes before the break, so you know, we might have to roll this into the next hour. But what did you find out?
No worries. I actually got in there just in the nick of time. They started at 1:30, but they didn't have a lot of people speaking, so they were about to adjourn. But they said, do you want to speak? I said, absolutely. There was probably 7 people on the board. I just said my name and that I was a representative of Mountain Hours with a local currency here in Summit. And I basically just described to them what it was. I said that this is the ultimate to going local and buying local, with a local currency. It's organic money issued without interest. Referenced Ithaca, New York, gave them some examples. One of the board members had heard about it. Her face was all lit up as I was talking about it. She was very interested. And the whole board actually was really receptive to what I had to say. Again, I explained, you know, how businesses can sign up and that we have, you know, like 66, 67 businesses that take it. And then I handed them out the pamphlet or the sheet on the Brixton Pound, the article saying that the local government in Brixton in the UK, they accept to take some of their pay in the local currency. So I handed that out, and then I also said, you know, the more that businesses that take this, the more we can spend locally, keep the money within Summit, and take care of other problems that other citizens might have. And I referenced the pine beetle. If we could put the local currency to good use by hiring tree service people that take businesses that take mountain hours, and we could pay them in the local currency to help with the community problems such as the pine beetles. And that registered with them very well.
Oh, that's cool. Did you the one that seemed interested on the council, did you happen to remember what their name is by chance?
I don't, but it was the only lady who wasn't taking the notes, so I could find out. But again, I handed everything out. It was very well received. People said that they've seen us. And I just said, you know, if you have any other questions, to call us. And I just said, this is organic money, organic solution for Summit County, and we want to apply it to more than just business commerce. We would like it to open it up and be able to apply the local currency to local community issues such as pine beetles or whatever else that other citizens bring up, so it can be put back into it to help grow the community and take care of community problems. And it went great. It was good.
And so what's so awesome about that is that, you know, you went and did something that was unique. It's like, you know, often we don't engage in these things. Is just, you know, we just kind of go about our day. Like, did it feel good to, you know, go out and, like, actually interact with your local government? Was it hard to do or easy? Or what would you say to other people to give them the courage to do the same thing that you did?
It was really easy because I was able to get up there right away. So the only bummer was that there was a lot of more people in the audience to hear more about it. That was, I would say, the only downer. It was small today.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. We're out of time. Anna, do you want to stay into the next hour?
That's okay. I'm reporting in. My duties are complete for now.
Okay. Good job. Thank you, Joyce.
Bye.
Put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love. Instead, see all of us as
Paul Drockton with Drockton Bullion is trying to secure